Sagt der Heilige Mischle weiter, man sagt es alles Perik Hei, Mischle Tess Zayin. Kala hava shi tluya bedavar. Any hava, any love that depends on something, batal davar, batal ahava. When that thing that it depends on ends, so does the ahava. Let me give you a mushel. Suppose you go to buy a car. The salesman says, Yanko, how are you? I'd love to see you. Please come over whenever you want. And he walks around with you and you schmooze and you buy the car and you say, this man, he likes me so much. That's why you bought the car. And later when you have problems with the car, you come back and it goes, I'm sorry, you can't just come in like this. You have to call for an appointment. I don't have time. What happened? I thought you liked me so much. Because he didn't really like him. He just wanted to sell him a car. That's called a hava that is tluya bedavar, batal davar, batla hava. Bat visha ainet tluya bedavar, a love that doesn't depend on something. Ainet betel el oilam never becomes batal. Somebody loves someone else regardless of any benefit that that person can give him. Stam ahavas chaveirim, he's mekayim the mitzvah v'yahavta l'riyacha kamaycha. So it doesn't make a difference whether he's a potential customer or not. The Batanura says, for example, Ahavas HaTzadikim V'HaChachamim. That's not batali ayla. The siba for that ahava doesn't become batal, so the ahava doesn't become batal. Zakta Mishnah. Ezu ahava hatluya bedavar. What's an example of ahava that depends on something? Zu ahavas Amnon v'Tamar. Amnon was a son of King David. Tamar was a daughter of David from a different mother. Amnon wanted to marry her. Not because he really liked her, not because he wanted her, only for his own personal taiva. But taivas don't last, they become batal. And right afterwards, he hated Tamar. V'she'ena t'luya bedavar, what's called an ahava, that doesn't depend on something, zu ahavas David v'yohinesin. Yohinesin was the son of King Shaul. Wait a second. The son of King Shaul should have hated David, even though it was his brother-in-law. You're a threat to my father's kingdom, and that means you're a threat to me. I would inherit my father. Yet they were close friends. As a matter of fact, they were like the closest friends we find in Tanakh. Yonasan said, if it's Basharat for David to become king, if that's what Klal Yisrael needs, I'll help him in any way possible. And Yonasan Taka helped David escape. Both David and Yonasan wanted to do the Ratzon Hashem. They didn't think what's good for them. And that type of Ahava stays forever.